Today, we're talking to Brenna Jansen of Hedgeview Farm. Brenna, thank you for joining me. Let's dive right in. How many hands do you have helping you this season?
One summer employee this year. I usually participate in the Canada Summer Jobs Program. So I have a student that comes and works over the summertime for me because that's really when I need the extra labor on the farm.
Lean and mean operation. What kind of person do you look for in a farmhand?
Well, I usually go for somebody who wants to be working outside, someone who can work independent, can work in all kinds of weather, somebody who has also good problem-solving skills because I'm not always around to help them make the decisions. So somebody who can kind of make some of those decisions on by themselves is always helpful.
So I've talked to farm owners who are raising cattle for beef, milk, goat farmers, the works. Tell me, what does your farm offer?
Our farm is a certified organic vegetable farm. So we have a couple acres of field vegetables. It's much like a gigantic garden. And, you know, unlike a large commercial farm, we tend to use more like hand tools and small tools. And most of our crops are hand tended.
So yours is almost a boutique type of organic operation. So are there different farming methods used then?
And we use techniques, like growing techniques that make that possible. So it doesn't look like a typical vegetable crop farm, like a large one, but we are able to produce quite a bit of food out of a couple acres of vegetable gardens.
So tell me, how does one go about calling themselves an organic farm anyway?
There's national standards on organic farming. And so then the certifier, their job is to then look to see that you've applied and complied with all of the regulations in those principles.
There seems to be a lot of mystery surrounding organic farming, at least to me anyway. How do you describe it to the average layperson?
Organic agriculture, it's not just, you know, no pesticides and no herbicides. It's a whole management principle. So the pesticides and herbicides and things like that are part of it. But it's also like, you know, for example, the source of my compost must be coming from a farm where animals are not indoors 24/7. So I can't use certain types of compost.
So how do the powers that be track this to ensure that you're complying with the proper guidelines?
As an organic farm, what we need to do is they'll pick a sale date for carrots. Sold, say, 50 bunches of carrots on July 15th. I have to be able to show them when they were harvested, when they were planted, any sort of cultivation that happened, and it all goes all the way back to the seeds.
I understand that some non-organic farmers utilize some of the same principles as you do. Is that correct?
It's not just organic farmers that are doing it, but for me, it is also like ease of sale to be certified organic. It just provides that extra assurance to my customers that they want.
How important is soil type when it comes to organics?
Not necessarily a certain type of soil. It's just you're going to probably change how you manage your crops if you are organic, depending if you have like a sandier soil or clay soil. Our soil type is sandy loam, and it's great and well suited for market gardening and what I do.
I understand your farm is very well known for your garlic crop. Is that right?
I mean, I call it a small commercial garlic operation, but we grow just under 20,000 bulbs of garlic. And we have some of the nicest garlic in Eastern Ontario. Absolutely. And that's all organically managed.
You left the valley for a while, but you're back running the family farm. Why'd you come back?
This is our family's farm. So I grew up on this farm. We had a dairy farm previously. I had, you know, grown up, went off to school. I moved abroad. And then eventually I missed the farm and missed that way of life and the lifestyle. I missed the Ottawa Valley and I came back. And so we started the garden in 2010, 2011.
It's time to wrap it up, Brenna, but I want to thank you for joining me today. You wanted to say one last thing about home, didn't you?
The Ottawa Valley itself is just, there's so much room for anything. Yeah. There's space for people to do what they want to do. You know, and I think that we're close enough to the city, but far enough that we can have that perfect rural life. The communities here are phenomenal.
This has been our final installment of Growing Up on the Farm. Thanks again to Brenna Jansen for joining me. For 104.9 MyFM, I'm Richard Evans.